in Seattle, Seattle. And you need to buy yourself a home. We'll be right there for you, because we're the realtors that you can trust. So go to RodandConsidDow.com.
Don't go anywhere unless you want to. It's the Ron and Don Show, starring Ron and Don, and sometimes me, at ronanddon.com.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? Welcome to episode 700! 700 shows of the Ron and Don Show, and we are live in the Les Schwab studio.
What is up, Ron and Don Nation?
And coming up on the Ron and Don Show, we're going to remind you about a Washington State trooper that lost their life in the line of duty and what you can do to help Trooper Gad and his family. Also, we're going to tell you what 700 shows have meant to us over the last couple of years after leaving terrestrial radio and doubling down on our real estate journey. Before we get to that, though, let's get to this. Ron explained something to me the other day. Has this happened to you? In fact, the United States government came out about 6 months ago and said, hey, all these people that are calling you, robocalling you, my son recently got a phone, he immediately started getting robocalled. They said, we're going to start cracking down on these robocalls. And as soon as they said they were going to crack down on the robocalls and the fines were going to get bigger, I got even more robocalls. And then on top of the robocalls, now you get the text messages. Hey, are we still meeting for dinner? Or, hey, I really enjoyed meeting you at the funeral. Or, hey, did you still want to get together this evening? Ron, what is going on here? Because I have three or four of these text messages on top of robocalls every day. You kind of looked into this, right?
Well, I found this podcast that I like called Search Engine. It's a guy called PJ Vogt. He used to be on a different show with Gimlet Media, and that show broke up, and so now he started his own podcast. And so the theme of his podcast is he wants to answer questions that he doesn't know the answer to. And so it's actually, and some of them are really trivial.
What's it called again?
A search engine.
Search engine.
Okay. And so some of the questions he answers are super trivial, like, why did the sushi in my neighborhood make me throw up? That turned out to be a really fascinating story. And then this question is, why am I getting all these texts? Like, what's the deal here? Mm. And so he sets out to answer questions. And this question ends up in Cambodia with slave labor.
Wow.
And so, but he finally got to the bottom of it. So he teamed up with a journalist, and they decided to go down the rabbit hole of, like, the journalist was like, okay, I want to get scammed, so I'm going to play along. He got the text that was like, hey, are we still meeting up for a drink tonight? And he goes, I don't have your number in my phone. And it's like, oh, this is so-and-so. He's like, I don't think I know you.
They create confusion.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And he apologized. Yeah. And so he goes into this text thread and he's like, I know this is a scam. I just want to see how the scam works.
Yeah.
And like, what's going on? So he said, and this is the thing that I think confuses people, because when this first started happening, I responded to a couple of these. It's a really long game. They don't want to try to scam you right out of the gate. The ultimate goal of this scam is to get people in America and China as well to put money into a cryptocurrency exchange in a specific coin called Tether. That's the ultimate goal. So if all you want to know is, like, what's the end game? Mm. The end game is to separate you from your money,
yeah,
and to have you put your money into a crypto exchange, because then it becomes untraceable. Mm. The way that that's evolved and happens is super fascinating. So they think originally it was just a team of people that got paid to be a scam operation. So they would get phone numbers in America, start to text. When someone would respond, they would escalate it to norm. If it was a man, if they found out it was a man, they'd escalate it to an attractive woman. She would start to text pictures. They try to get you over to, like, WhatsApp or something. And they developed this rhythm where you were messaging a person. And then eventually, you build enough trust, they enter you, you know, you start to explain the crypto thing. And the next thing you know, you trust this person token and you put some money under the crypto exchange.
Yeah, and I've shared some of my catfish stories before. It's a version of being catfished as well. They're trying to build trust with you over a long period of time. And for men, they're trying to find men that are lonely, or for older people, they're trying to find older people that are lonely, trusting, and have access to wealth as well.
So it changed though during the pandemic, and where it changed was in Cambodia. So there was this seaside town in Cambodia that Chinese nationals love to vacation in. So it was right on the beach. And they like to gamble. So they started to build casinos on this seaside town in Cambodia. And it was a boom. They were building tremendous casinos, super fancy, really high end, all kinds of rooms. They needed thousands of hotel rooms because they would make these travel packages where Chinese could come over, stay in the hotel. It was like an all exclusive resort. You're getting great food, great gambling, and having a great time. And then when the pandemic happened, China locked down all travel, and travel just came to a complete standstill. And so this town in Cambodia had all these buildings with no one was coming to them. Mm. No one was gambling. No one was buying food. There was zero tourists. And so what happened to fill that gap is some criminal organizations moved in, took over some of these big buildings. So they're just completely bankrupt, or they would just walk away from the development because there was no more money. And so they started to recruit people to say, hey, do you want to work customer service at my casino? And so people from very poor countries would come over. They would, quote unquote, get the job. Next thing you know, they're not allowed to leave anymore. Mm. And so the World Health Organization? They estimate somewhere between 110,000 to 250,000 people are being held against their will, mostly in Cambodia. And so they have teams of people. You're not allowed to leave. You're in a hotel room attached to a casino. And 24 hours, you have 8 to 10 phones. You're constantly doing these texts, sending them out to Americans, 15, 20 hours a day. Then once you get someone on the hook, so to speak, they escalate it up to a person with more language skills. And so they speak English. This is when you start to see the photographs of younger women, or for, I don't know if you're a woman, if you get a text from a handsome man, how that side of it works. But for men, they're getting texts from handsome women. And so these crime bosses have quotas where they're trying to get a certain amount of money per month. And if they don't, if the people don't respond, they can get beaten, they can get electrocuted, like tortured inside these chambers. And so this search engine follows the story of a journalist that goes to Cambodia. He makes his way into one of the casinos.
Wow.
And he sees the barbed wire fencing and the razor wire. And he's talking to a concierge there that happened to speak English. And you find out the end game of this and just how much money. He ended up downloading the app with his person that was scamming him. He put $100 onto the crypto exchange because he just wanted to see how it worked. And then he had a moment of remorse where he's like, once he learned more about it and he went to Cambodia, he's like, if I don't put more money on this exchange, this woman, if it is a woman, is most likely going to get punished and possibly beaten or tortured because she didn't meet her quota. And so he came clean to his person, said, hey, I'm an investigative journalist. I think I understand what's going on here, but I don't want to pretend anymore that I don't know. And he fell out of touch with that person. But it's a fascinating journey. It makes me have a lot of sympathy for what's going on. And in the end of the story, they introduce you to a guy that escaped. He escaped from one of these. Actually, a ransom was paid to get him out. And he tells the story of how he had learned to make the phone call to get his ransom. He stole a phone and was able to charge the phone by stripping wire out of the wall and hot wiring the phone battery to an LED light lamp. And I mean, he was like a an engineering whiz, but he's held captive and he charges his phone by hot wiring it and ends up escaping. And so
is this it? Search Engine Journal Show?
No, Search Engine. It's the name of the show is Search Engine. It's got an orange logo and it says Search Engine. It looks like this. Search Engine, it's an orange logo, and you can just find for who's behind these scammy text messages. And it's a really interesting show. PJ's a very entertaining host, and I highly recommend it. But I don't know if there's a way around it now.
Did you listen to Where Do All the Roaches Go?
I have listened to that one.
I don't want to know.
That one's fascinating. There's less roaches now, and he tells you why.
Oh.
It's super interesting.
How do you survive fame?
That's one with Molly Ringwald.
Okay.
It's a good episode as well.
When do you know it's time to stop drinking? Am I a victim of the international sushi scam? A lot of times the fish that you buy in the store is not the fish that you think you're buying in the store.
Well,
same as sushi?
You got to go down the rabbit hole with that guy. That's a great episode, actually.
Who should be in charge of AI? Why don't we eat people? Wow, that's good. Okay. Well,
it's a good podcast.
I'm going to give it a listen. Cool, man. See you on the other side.
Hey, it's Ron Adon here for Les Schwab. You know, when it comes to safety on the road, Les Schwab has your back. From tires and wheels to brakes, batteries, alignment, steering, suspension, everything they sell and service is focused on your safety and your family's safety. Plus, they like to save you money. I like to hear that. Right now, during the Les Schwab Spring Tire Sale, you can save up to $80 instantly when you purchase a set of 4 select tires. Plus, $50 with Les Schwab financing for a total of $130 in savings. Stop by or book your appointment at LesSchwab.com. That's LesSchwab.com. I recommend doing the appointment online. That's Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
All right, so this is how real estate works. I'm at a Seahawks game, and I'm watching the Seahawks win the Super Bowl, and I'm in my friend George's seat, and I'm sitting next to my friend Mike Martin. Known Mike now over a decade. He calls me the other day. He says, hey, I got a tech friend. He's in Hawaii. He owned a property in Green Lake. He's going to fix it up. He went to Hawaii. He said, I'm never going home. So he's had this rental now for 10 years. His name is Jude. So Mike puts me in touch with Jude. Jude calls me and says, hey, I got to sell this house. I call Scotty. We go over the house. And this house has a foundation problem. It has a roof problem. It has lots of problems. And in order to fix this house and bring it to market, it's going to take about $100,000. And then the house is going to be worth about $925,000. Anyway, there's a builder that Jude knows that says, hey, well, I'll give you $835,000. And then there's a neighbor that says, hey, I'll give you $850,000. And then what I did is I got on the phone with one of my builder friends. Because again, I don't like seeing homes torn down, but there's some that have to be torn down when they have bad foundations, right? And this is a home that has to come down. This builder said, you know what? I'll pay $1,060,000 for that particular house. So case closed. There are builders right now paying more for properties than people are willing to pay when they step in and say, wow, this thing has a bad foundation. This thing is still in oil. This has a bad roof. There's a lot of work to do here. So while many homes I like to see restored, some can't be, right? So when you need us, if you have a piece of property, if you have an old home that has a bad leaky roof, lots of deferred maintenance, call us. Because sometimes the best thing to do is to fix it up and bring it to market if you have the funds to do so. And sometimes the best thing to do is to create a new property and reimagine it. Because guess what? Here in Seattle, yeah, there's not a lot of property just laying around. So when you need us, whether it's wholesale, retail, investing, buying, selling, let's sit down. RonAndDonSitDown.com. All right, you guys, welcome back to the Ron and Don Show. Before we get out of here, we're going to tell you just our 700-episode journey, what it means to us. Ron will share, I'll share. Also, how we can help Trooper Gad, Washington State Patrol, lost his life in the line of duty. One of the guys I mentor in real estate, they were on a crew together. So we'll share that. On a lighter note, I was listening today, and I want you to talk about this, Ron, because you turned me on to it. Another podcast, Paul McCartney, A Life in Lyrics. Hard to believe he's 81 years old and still filling arenas and rocking and writing good music. And I know he and Ringo have been vegans now for a number of years. They really pay attention to what they eat, how much they drink. They both still drink, but not as much as they used to. And some of the other things I know, I don't think they do anymore. But really focus on diet, health, taking care of themselves, especially when they're on the road. And A Life of Lyrics, why don't you kind of explain that? And I was listening to yesterday, today before you got here.
The song yesterday. So it's a...
This is the second season. The second season.
Right. So it's Malcolm Gladwell's company, Pushkin Industries, and he's able to do a lot of really interesting things. Like has access, like his series he did on Paul Simon was phenomenal. And the only reason he got access is because he's Malcolm Gladwell. Same thing with Paul McCartney. Was aware, because there's a story in one of Malcolm's books about the 10,000 hour rule. And Malcolm uses the Beatles to illustrate that point. And so Paul McCartney everyone would ask him about this Malcolm Gladwell book.
If you do something for 10,000 hours, that's...
And you're a world-class expert.
Yeah.
And so Paul McCartney kept getting asked about this Malcolm Gladwell book over and over and over again. So he became aware of Malcolm Gladwell, read that book. Gladwell approaches him for this project, and Paul McCartney agreed. So what they did is they got a poet laureate from Ireland, I believe. He's from the UK somewhere, Paul Muldoon, who has one of the greatest radio voices I've ever heard. Like, that guy just sounds amazing. And so, and he's similar age category as Paul McCartney, and he comes from the UK. And so they sit down and would just record interviews, and Paul Muldoon would ask Paul McCartney about a particular song from the vantage point of a poet.
Because they were originally writing a book. This wasn't going to be a podcast. These were interviews for the book.
Right. So he's like, tell me about the song yesterday. And then Paul would talk about it. And then Paul Muldoon, the poet, would say, were you using this as a device? Is this a lyrical thing? Or are you playing a character here? Is this autobiographical?
And just to give an example, and again, this is the second season. Yesterday, there's a lot of things. People do a lot of research on him, and Paul McCartney's always blown away. Like, he and Dave Grohl are good friends. So Dave will share something with him, and it blows him away a lot when Dave Grohl will say, did you know? And he'll share a factoid about the Beatles and Paul McCartney, because that's when he was a boy. He was a lad. He was young. So Paul Muldoon says, hey, did you know that you are part of one of the most re-recorded songs in the history of music, and maybe the most re-recorded song? And he's like, I am. He's like, yeah, you are. The song Yesterday. So then they start playing different versions of people that recorded the song, from someone like Joni Mitchell to Elvis to Frank Sinatra. And what's interesting is Paul is listening to it. He says, they changed the words. He goes, that is very interesting that they changed the words when they were recording it. Paul Muldoon asked him, how did they change the words? And when you listen to the song, the man is...
Especially Frank Sinatra.
Instead of mentioning that he did something wrong, yeah, the lyric I don't goes, know.
I did something wrong, yeah. I don't know.
He's like, Frank Sinatra and Elvis wouldn't admit that, and they changed the words to basically...
I might have done something,
or she might have thought I did something, but they wouldn't admit that
I
did something wrong. And Paul McCartney is fascinated by it, and I was fascinated by it.
The other thing that was fascinating that only, I think, a fellow poet could bring out is... Paul McCartney had the original melody and he couldn't find the words. And they were talking about, how do you know when you got the right words? Like, how do you know when it's going to be, when it just fits and this is going to be a classic song? The original lyric before Paul McCartney could unlock the song was Scrambled Eggs. So he had the chord and he was playing the music and he was mumbling along and he's like, scrambled eggs. da-da-da-da-da-da. And he couldn't, he said, I just need a placeholder because I wasn't near a recording studio or anything. I had these cords and I needed something memorable. So I just plugged in scrambled eggs. And it stayed scrambled eggs for a long time until Paul was able to get the lyric that we now know. And so it's a really great, it's a great podcast. I've looked, because he says they're making a book. I've looked on Amazon and I can't find the book. Huh. So maybe they're still working on the book as they do the podcast. But it takes the biography of Paul McCartney, the biography of the Beatles, what's going on in the UK at the time, or around the world if Paul was happened to be in a different, like he had an episode where they were in India or America. It takes stuff from Wings. It takes stuff with Linda McCartney. It takes stuff of his solo career. There's an episode where him and John Lennon are taking barbs at each other through songs that they released and interviews when the Beatles broke up. So it's a really charming, interesting, fascinating show.
Yeah. Check it out. Paul McCartney, Life and Lyrics. See you in about 1 minute.
Don here with Mitch Weeks. You know him as Mitch.Loans. Mitch, let's be honest, interest rates have been higher than they have been for the past couple years, but we're still seeing inventory. We're still seeing sales. What is happening right now? If I just want to be a standard every day, I want to buy a house. Maybe it's my first house.
Well, if it's your first house, there's still a lot of great products for first-time homebuyers. You can put as little as 3% down. Often, with a little more negotiating now, you can also get a seller to buy down some of those costs that have come with being a first-time homebuyer. And it's a great time to buy. Honestly, rent is 100%, as we've talked about. You're giving all your money to the landlord. Even if you're paying 8%, that is 92% better than what you're paying with rent.
It is. So Mitch can help you out if you're a first-time buyer. You can go ahead and just go to Mitch.Loans, talk to him, figure out if you qualify for one of these programs, and then start your real estate journey. You're not going to regret looking back in 5 or 10 years and going, wow, I could have bought in 2023. Why didn't I do that? So stop waiting, get in the game, go to Mitch.Loans.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the Ron and Don Show. 700 shows since we left Cairo Radio. That's really amazing. Most people that start podcasts that are committed to it, they do 6 episodes on average, and they have 59 listeners on average. So we've been very lucky to be able to record first 3, now 4 episodes. So we do Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the Friday edition, which is real estate only. That was born out of, at the end of one of the years we're doing real estate, we called all our friends and we asked them, hey, look at different aspects of our business. What do you think? And our friend Kanan said, you know, sometimes I want to tune in for real estate and I'm confused. And other times I want to tune in and I want to hear what you guys used to do in Cairo. So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, we really try to give you a sense of what we have always done on the Ron and Don Show, not just at Cairo, but through all our years of recording from San Francisco down to Arizona and Dallas and New Orleans and Grand Rapids, Phoenix. Yeah, made a lot of stops. So, and then on Friday, we really like talking about real estate and sharing something that we've learned. And like tomorrow's episode, you're really going to love episode 701. A lot of people ask us about trusts. And so tomorrow we have on an expert and we talk about trust and living trust and when you should use one and what probate is and all that stuff. We get a lot of those questions. So make sure you listen to 701, especially if you have a parent or you yourself are asking questions about that right now as we all get a little bit older. But yeah, 700 episodes. This started in Ron's house down in Burien. And now our studio is actually in my house up on Queen Anne Mountain. And now we've added cameras. So you'll begin to see us here in the next few weeks or so. 700 episodes, Ron. What does it kind of mean to you?
It's evolved over the years. The first iteration when we left Cairo was still very raw for both of us. We were not really allowed to give our response and give our side of the story. And so I think the first iteration, if memory serves me right, is we were like, hey, let's do a couple episodes. We'll be able to tell our side of the story and have something, because we were getting asked hundreds, if not thousands of times, what happened? Everyone from the Seattle Times to our Facebook pages to like a grocery store to your kid's principal, everyone was asking what happened. And it was like, we'll be able to just give them the show and say, here's what happened, at least the way that we understand it. And so the original goal was to just give our side and then that could be it. And then I think what we found as we were going through that, when we got to the end of that first iteration or the first few shows, we were like, hey, this could have some value in a couple of different ways. Number one, it appears like there are people that will follow us to podcast, that the relationship that we have built over the years with the Ron and Don Nation is real. These are real people that will give us their time, and they feel connected to us for whatever reason, and we can do this show. And so that was satisfying. The other thing for me that I think has been helpful is the structure it provides to our life and in some ways our friendship. Having to sit down and articulate your point of view every week, I think keeps your mind sharp. It keeps you curious about life. It keeps you reading news stories and engaging in the world and thinking about big ideas. And I think that that's the evolution where people are, the audience that has stayed with us is also that way. Like they want to engage in ideas. They want to engage in experiments. They want to think about things bigger than themselves. They want to have opportunities to get involved in the world. And so that's kind of what it's meant to me. What has it meant to you?
A couple things. I'm not going to do it forever. I look forward to when I'm not doing it. I look forward to really retiring from broadcasting. So I think in my mind, I think let's get to show 1,000 and then maybe that's it. Maybe show 1,000 is good. I think there's a lot of other voices out there that have important opinions, and I think I've given most of mine. The thing I appreciate is the cause radio that we can still do, and we're going to some of that in a moment for a trooper that lost his life on I-5 the other night. I've always really appreciated that, but I do kind of look forward to the next chapter of life. This is connected to our real estate business. I'm committed to our real estate business, my Airbnb business. I'm certainly committed to this podcast. And probably on the other side of 1,000, I don't know. My son is going to be 14, and his room is next door, and it's going to be different when he's 18 because his room may still be next door, but he may not be here. So I'm trying to prepare for that aspect of my life. You have to ask yourself, as far as making money, I think I'll always work. I'll never retire. I think there's longevity in working and purpose. But constantly hearing from people through the course of Airbnb, through doing this podcast, social media, our real estate business, my investment business, it becomes a lot. And I think at some point you would like to say, hey, I'm going to take a moment here. I've been a public figure for a long time, and I look forward to the day when I'm not. Like I have friends that do this and they need this. Like they need to be on this side of the microphone. They need to tell you what they think. Even people like Cairo in our own building, they needed to be on that. And for some of them, it was ego. For a lot of them, it just felt like because they were doing something important and they were doing some good in the world, which many of them were. So for me, I don't think that highly of myself. And I do have to say, is 56, going to be 57. You start looking at the years as they go by and you're like, wow, we don't have that commodity of time. what's going to happen with all that? So we're working on getting my son's passport right now so we can do some traveling. And I look forward to that. And Ron, I know that you like to travel as well. And I think at some point, you know, I will probably sell off a lot of my real estate investments. And I think I'll be done doing a podcast, I might even sign off on social media and just be a private citizen for the rest of my life. So I think about that. I look forward to that. In the meantime, you know me, when I'm in, I'm in. So I really appreciate everyone that has been listening. 2 million clicks on this podcast is incredible. I'm so grateful to Les Schwab to have come over here and followed us, to support the podcast, to partner with them. In fact, we have a big partnership for a food drive coming up, not just doing it during the holidays, but we're going to do it this spring as well because there's such a food shortage out there. I love meeting all of you. Like when you hear this, I will have already been in the driveway bringing coffee, taking down our real estate sign with our friends we call the Hathaways. The Hathaways, we just went to dinner with them the other night. They bought us dinner, which I was really touched by. Being behind this microphone and always doing output and you guys hearing us, but us never getting to meet you, like this has allowed us to meet you. Like we're working with another client right now. His name is Christian. And getting to meet him, and I've known him because he's connected to one of our advertisers from Terrestrial Radio. Getting to meet him, to know him, to getting to meet you and know your stories, to be entrusted with one of the biggest decisions of your life, right? And it involves money, real estate, pressure, all those things, and we get to be a part of that. I've been very, very touched by that. So at the end of every show, when I say thanks for allowing us to be your friends, and thank you for allowing us to be your broadcasters and also to be your real estate brokers and agents. I really, really believe that. And something that I was very focused on, because Ron and I came to radio in a day of consolidation. We worked in markets where we were top dogs. Even here in this market, we were top dogs. We made a lot of money at a radio station that doesn't make a lot of money anymore. So people that are still there that are working, they don't make a lot. And some of my other friends that are still in terrestrial radio, it's called Legacy Radio. And most of my friends and the people that sold it have left, and they're supporting things like this podcast and other things now. So anyway, I'm very grateful that you choose us, that you've chosen us, that we get to meet you, that we get to connect with you. It's been lovely and really amazing. And it's cool to see when some of you will sell a house or buy a house, depending on your age. Some of you are having a family. Some of you are saying goodbye to your family. So it's been very, very powerful getting to connect with all of you. You know, over the years, that Cause Radio means a lot to us. Washington State Trooper lost his life the other night. He'd only been a trooper for 2 years. And my friend Anthony, who I help with real estate, and in fact, Anthony just bought another piece of real estate. He's a young trooper, not even 30 yet. He's one of the bright stars of the Washington State Patrol, along with Nolan, who you've heard on our show before. These young African-American men making a huge difference in the Washington State Patrol. And anyway, there was a trooper that got hit the other night in the line of duty out on I-5. And so this is what I would like to do. The family has set up a fund page, a GoFundMe page. And if you'd like to give to that, I want to be really careful about giving out information because I don't want it to be misinformation. They have Venmo, they have Zelle. And the best thing that you can do is contact the Washington State Patrol. And in fact, they have a Facebook page, or you can contact them directly and just say that you would like to give to the Trooper GADD Fund, G-A-D-D. You'd like to give to the fund. You can write a check directly. 100% of the funds go to his young family. He had a young family. And 100% goes toward helping them during this time, okay? And I know it was lovely seeing a lot of you line the streets for his procession as well. So we always say gone and not forgotten. And a way to not forget someone is to be a part of something bigger than yourself. So you can walk into a Chase Bank. You can use Venmo or Zelle. Please contact the Washington State Patrol directly to find out how you can do that. And you can also send a check to the WSP Memorial Fund. And you just want to make sure that you mention Trooper Gadd, G-A-D-D, if you do so. All right. Anything else?
No. Happy 700th episode.
Yeah. Charlie, you've been here for all of them. How about that? Yeah. It's great. Good for you, man. Thanks to Paul. Produces this show from Ireland. He's been doing it from a hospital bed because he's been beating the crap out of cancer. So thanks to Paul for that. Thanks to Alex, who does a lot of our newsletter stuff and helps us with our social media. We're very appreciative for that. He's Ron. I'm Don. And soon you'll see us on screens, and that'll be with our help from our friend John Baker. For Charlie the dog, here comes my son to say thanks for listening 700 times to the Ron and Don Show. And if you're interested in what happened to Cairo, that's episode number one. It's the most listened to episode out of all 700. Thanks to Les Schwab. Thanks to Mitch. Thanks to Ron and Don for sponsoring today's show. I love those guys. Till next time, you keep your head up and your shoulders back. You've been listening to the Ron and Don Show, episode 700.
Only
on the Ron and Don Radio Network.
Now keep your head up and your shoulders back and keep blowing that trumpet, and we'll see you next time.
Only.
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 Only
on the Ron and Don Radio Network.